Last one. Here we go. In town. Here we go, guys. Introduce who yourselves are and what's up.
My name is Marcus. This is Angie, Randy, and Tamara. And apparently people have been having questions about our We Wednesday group. And so Sam invited us to kind of talk about it and what we're doing. Really, it's a college ministry that we have started based on a need that we perceived. And then, of course, God violently shoving us towards that, which is a good thing. So, you know, what do we do? We start off with a ritualistic sacrifice. No, okay. Now that I have everybody's attention. Okay, no, that's not what we do. It really kind of started out before we started dealing with youth, helping with youth. My Wednesday nights were I would go home because Angie was busy and doing stuff, and so that was I would go home and play Wii. And so that was my personal time, Wii Wednesday. And then we've been working with youth for the last 5 years, and Tamara and Randy have been doing it for at least 7. And so after that calling, we started working with them, and really it's different every week. Some weeks we do praise, some we primarily do Bible studies, and then do big discussions. And it's pretty amazing because there's a lot of strong Christian college students out there. I figured there'd probably be 3 in the whole college. But it turns out that's not so, and it's very amazing. And so we really wanted to provide a safe environment for them to either fall or hang out, and to be kind of like a home away from home for them while they're at college, and of course to love and minister to them as well. The thing that is, it is different every week, and so we try to let the Spirit lead. Because my original vision is not what it is today. As far as playing Wii, because we were going to play Wii, you know, kind of hang out, have fun, have snacks, and then do a little Bible study or whatever, and then hang out more. Well, really, we haven't even turned on the Wii. I think I tried once, but everybody's like, nah, we're good. So, but it still has a pretty cool name, so that's why we kept it. let's see. So yeah, it's awesome just to see how it's grown. And
by grown, what do you mean?
In numbers primarily, and in the kids, and adults too. Actually, young adults. Yeah, sorry, young adults. Because we do have some kids that aren't in college. They're kind of maybe a little past that, or in the working force, and we welcome everybody. We even have some high school students as well. So just kind of that age range.
How many are gathering at your house?
Well, we started in January of this year, and we started like 5 or 6 kids. And it's grown. This last week we had 36 kids, not including adults. And
they've tore out a bedroom out of their house.
I was going to say that.
Oh, you tell it.
They've tore out a bedroom of their house.
No, ah, there you go.
They did. We went in, and they called us one evening and said, could you come and help us just get a little things ready for tomorrow night? And we said, sure. And went over there, and a wall was gone. And the back whole bedroom where we meet, we meet in this little cool back room they have, and now we meet in this big cool back room they have. So now all the kids that come in, they've really enjoyed it. But we had to do something, and so we told them, you know, tear out the wall. What the heck? So, but really, you know what? It hasn't been anything that we've done, really. Mm. I was just listening this morning when I was at work, and I'm on lunch right now, by the way.
Oh.
So pass the chicken. But anyway, it hasn't been what we've done. In fact, this pastor I was listening to this morning on the radio said that he was going to talk about humility, but when he went in, he decided to wait for a larger audience, maybe till next time. So anyway... So, actually, and it's not because of my jokes, but really, maybe that's a little part of it. But the kids actually are doing it. We've got some great kids. There's some of them here today. No, they're kids to me. But they are inviting friends. They're telling people about it, and they're just excited about Jesus. And we are sitting back and saying, okay, God, now what do we do? And God's just revealing it to us, and it's been cool. Sam's crept in just a little bit once in a while, and the young adults have really enjoyed it, and it's just been really neat to see what God's doing in the life of these kids. So they're excited about Jesus. They want Jesus, and he's just used us as a facilitator and a place to do that.
That's awesome. Good. Ladies or Marcus, anything else before we pray for you?
It's not just any one particular church group. We got kids from pretty much all the churches in town. At least five or six different churches
awesome.
Represented. So,
yeah.
And I apologize. I was instructed not to give the mic to Randy, but it happened.
We know who to hold responsible. Good. We have Jonathan pray a prayer blessing. Blessing on you guys. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice and your prayers. And by the way, we prayed in hundreds of prayer meetings for the last 20 years, if not thousands, for the youth and for that generation and for Butler County College. And anyway, not trying to take a little credit for any of that, but you're riding a wave. There's some people that have labored beyond us, obviously, for this generation, and you're being available. And it's a blessing. And there is more to happen. That meeting is not the goal. It's flowing out of that meeting for them to touch their generation. And so great things are about to happen. Go ahead, John.
Amen. So, Lord, we glorify your name for what's happening. We Wednesday group in North Topeka Street. Father, we recognize that one plants and one waters, but you cause the growth.
Yes.
And you are so good at what you do, Lord. So I thank you for these willing vessels who have said yes and have given of their time and their resource. And I just pray that you would bless them 100-fold, Lord, for what they've given into the kingdom. We pray for increased fruitfulness from this group, Lord. We pray that more even than just numbers, but Lord, there would be fruitfulness in the lives of these young people,
yes.
Lord, and that many disciples would be birthed from this season at the Devers place. I pray a blessing over these four here, Lord. I pray for like-mindedness and unity in the Holy Spirit. We ask in Jesus' name that you would glorify your name in this city as it is in heaven. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.